When you step into the public square today, you're not alone. Heaven is singing over you with one voice and one song. The God who delivers you from all your fears is inviting you to taste and see that He is good and to make His praise continually be in your mouth. In a world full of noise, discover how God is forming one heart, one voice, and one unified song that magnifies Jesus above everything else. So let's lean in and dive into God's Word together. Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. We are in our Strength for Unity series, and I hope you're enjoying it. If you are, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. This one's going to be called One Voice, One Song. So if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. We are in the heart transformation business, and that only can be done two ways: through the Word of God, by the Spirit of God. Okay, so we need God's Spirit to change our hearts through the Word of God. All right, the big idea for today is God's goal is a people who glorify Him together with one heart and one mouth. When I worship, am I aware that God is forming one voice out of many? Let's read in Romans chapter 15, verses 5 and 6. Now, may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus, so that with one accord you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at that. So why do we have perseverance and encouragement? What is the outcome of that statement? So that you may with one accord and one voice glorify God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are here for the glory of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are not here to glorify ourselves. We are not here to somehow bring attention to ourselves, but we are truly here to glorify the Lord with one voice, a unity song that you might say that we can do together. So let's read a psalm, Psalm 34. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. So as you go throughout the public square today, are you going to be a person who blesses the Lord, even in your trials or even in your circumstances, no matter what it is, are you willing to bless the Lord at all times today? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise the Lord, right? God's praise shall continually be in our mouth today. So thinking about how you are going to bring attention to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. How are you going to boast in your emotions today in Jesus Christ? How are you going to boast in your thought life and in your desires, your soul, your inner person? How will the Holy Spirit boast inside of you about the work of redemption that Christ is doing inside of you? The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I love that. So to magnify the Lord, like a magnifying glass, is to bring our attention to the Lord. And so we want to put the magnifying glass over the Lord, and people are like, oh, look how big the Lord looks. That is what we want to do. And how do we do that? By boasting in the Lord. I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. God is the deliverer of your fears today. He's removing those from you. And seek him while he may be found. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. God deals with all of your shame, your guilt today. Your face is radiant with the things of God. He loves you so very much. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Cry out to God today. He wants to save you from all of your troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them. You have an angel encamping around you and rescuing you from all your fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Try it out. If you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, here is the gospel message. Jesus died on the cross for your sins and for my sins. We are all sinners. There is none righteous, no, not even one. He died on the cross for our sins. He was buried. And on the third day, Jesus rose again. He conquered your sin. He conquered my sin. He conquered all sin and death. Wow. So the Bible says, if you call upon the name of the Lord, you will be saved. So repent, turn from your sin and turn to the living God, and he'll taste and see that he is good, and he'll refresh you as you go. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for to those who fear him, there is no want. Do you have a reverence for God? Do you have a reverence for Almighty God? And so if you do, you're not going to have want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Seek God today. Let our song be a song of rejoicing today. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves length of days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. All right, let's finish off this psalm real quick. The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord hears. Are you righteous because of Jesus Christ? When you call out to God, he hears your cries and delivers them out of all their troubles. That's the second time we see that God delivers us from our troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Can you say amen to that? He keeps all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servant, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Take refuge in Almighty God today. So we sing to the Lord. We're radiant with the things of God. Let's look at the tribulation saints. These are those who end up in the tribulation, and they are crying out to God. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, after these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the thrones and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. And they cried out with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. All right, so we have a unified song today. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Take refuge in the Lord as he delivers you from all of your troubles. Walk in the things of God to glorify and bring honor to him today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you go with us today as we step into that public square. God, we know that you go before us in all things. You surround us in all things. God, we taste and we see that you are good. You are our deliverer, God. You are our refuge, God. Salvation belongs to you who sits on the throne. You are the Lamb of God. And we cry out blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.